Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future with a savings plan from Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, there are currently 375,000 vehicles on Irish roads without a valid NCT certificate, and significant delays continue for driving tests, with people waiting around 19 weeks. Representatives from the Road Safety Authority and the operator of the NCT addressed the Oireachtas Transport Committee today in relation to these two issues. And for more on this, we're joined now by Fianna Fáil TD and a member of that committee, Cathal Crowe. You're very welcome to the programme, Cathal. Before we get into the discussion, we might just first take a listen to exactly what the operator of the NCT, Mark Sinnott of Applis, had to say today at today's committee.
Current throughput shows over 35,000 full tests per week, up from 28,000 in quarter four, over 9,500 non-visual retests per week, and over 4,200 visual retests per week, a combined figure of almost 50,000 vehicles per week. Overall, there are 375,000 vehicles overdue their NCT. This is approximately 170,000 above the norm for this type of year. However, 42,000 have already been tested, and 204,000 have a booking, and all have been notified of their obligation to be tested. Even though customers are receiving a reminder of their appointment date, we are seeing approximately 2,500 vehicles not show up for their appointment each week. A further 1,000 will cancel just before the test. That's a combined 3,500 vehicles each and every week foregoing their appointment and looking for a new one.
The RSA's Sam Wade also addressed the committee in relation to the driving test backlog.
Therefore, to be clear, the actual number of learner drivers who are available, eligible and waiting for an appointment to sit a driving test is 47,364. At the moment, the national average time to invite for a test is 19 weeks. The service level agreement that is in place with the Department of Transport is to maintain an average waiting time of 10 weeks. Where a learner driver fails their test and reapplies, we endeavour to invite them to book another test 68 weeks after their failed test. To put this into context, the RSA is currently providing an average of 4,000 tests per week, and that's up from 3,000 in October 2022. The backlog of applications, which was built up throughout the pandemic, were effectively cleared earlier in 2022, and a new demand was being met within expectations up until August 2022. Since then, unfortunately, there have been challenges meeting increased demand. Primarily, there has been a 36% increase in applications for a driving test in Ireland in 2022. There's also been a new and very significant increase in the number of learner permits being issued across all age groups since mid-2021. Reduced workforce owing to staff retirements and contracted staff reaching the end dates of their contracts. And a need for dedicated training of staff to conduct tests in higher categories so as to meet the demand for truck, bus and motorcycle tests.
And that was Sam Wade from the RSA speaking at the committee earlier. Well, Cathal Crowe is on the line and you were at that committee today. Cathal, we might start with the NCT issue and that really, you know, extraordinary figure, really 375,000 backlog of vehicles on the road without a valid NCT. Were you reassured that this is going to be resolved, that there is some plan in place?
Look, the figure is... It's awful. It's a huge amount of cars on the road that need to be tested. Some of these cars potentially may not be safe to be on the road, and I think that needs to be really established. That figure didn't come to the fore here today. They are recruiting, a lot of inspectors. There's been 124 recruited. Some of them have now come from Spain and Philippines in sister companies of Applis. They've come over from Ireland on secondment. So that's helping to fill some of the gaps. One of the more interesting things we heard today, though, was anyone who's been to an NCT test centre, you typically line up along the window and you watch your beloved car pass from beginning to end of the test line, and there's a mechanic who takes it throughout that sequence. Now, we've been hearing today that some of the tasks along that test line include checking lights, indicators, seatbelts, and those tests could be carried out by technicians. Basically, a layperson who could be trained up on a particular requirement in the test, and then the mechanic could be in the middle section of the test checking things like the brakes, the gears, the joints under the car's body, etc. So that's one of the solutions they're looking at, but that has met with resistance with their mechanics. There's now a kind of industrial dispute with that. They would feel it encroaches on their skill set area. But I think that you know, should be in the mix, and yet we don't want to, we want to allow that time to tease itself out in the workplace.
And I wonder how much time, because we're already getting a load of texts from listeners here. One person saying, my NCT was booked a few weeks ago. First appointment I could get was in July. Another person said, I just got 2 days ago an email from the NCT to remind me to renew. I got 2 days ago for the end of February. I tried to book and I was offered September dates.
Yeah, I've faced similar issues myself with my own test. At the moment, the lead-in time from the time you book your test to have your test is averaging at 25.8 days. It's supposed to be 15 days. This is a contract that APLUS, the NCT Test Centre, fulfil for the state. It's supposed to be 15 days.
Is it really, Kyle? Because those two examples, just those two, are months. They're not days.
Yeah, this is the average figure we were given today in the committee. But more importantly, what we're hearing is, and if, for listeners, is that for quarter one and quarter two of this year, the wait, the difficulty, the exasperation will continue. But they expect convergence by summertime so that we will be back on average to that 15-day wait from the time you book your test.
What about people then who can't get an NCT, who are on the road, or like those two people that I'm talking about there, or very, very many others, the other 375,000 people who are affected by this? We're hearing people having problem with insurance. You know, they can't get their insurance renewed.
So this wasn't fully clarified today, but in my eyes, and I'm not a lawyer, Sarah, but this is an agency of the state, APLUS, carry this out on behalf of the Department of Transport. If somebody hasn't had a test, it isn't their fault. It's the agency, APLUS, has not given them the test in time, and therefore I cannot see how the individual, how the motorist, the car owner should be responsible. We have had many delays over the years, but particularly COVID, but also this is another example, yet another example of labour shortages in the economy.
I can understand the motorist isn't responsible, but you can understand from an insurance company's perspective that they would be reluctant to insure a car that has not been deemed roadworthy.
Yeah, look, when you go through an NCT test, they're checking a lot of safety factors in the car, seatbelts, the tread depth of tyres. These are all issues that become quite central to accident investigation, seeing how safe a car is and how dangerous a car might be also is the case. And I think that's the particular thing I would like to hone in on, because a lot of people, if their car is in pretty good nick, it's kind of convenient for them maybe not to have to go to the NCT test centre and their local garage. But for other people, there are other people still driving clapped out cars. They're the type of cars we need to put through the rigours of the test, establish if they're roadworthy or not. If they're not, get them off the road. We don't want those cars there. The NCT test overall has been successful. It has made roads safer and traffic safer and vehicle safer, but this backlog of 375,000 absolutely isn't satisfactory. But hopefully by summer we will see a convergence and people again getting back to a more normal waiting period.
Okay, well, we'll see on that one. But we also heard there about the 47,364 learner drivers who are waiting by the end of last December to receive an invitation to book their test. And practically, I suppose, for a lot of people, that's much more problematic.
It is, yeah. Look, I had to delay my NCT test. There was no big hoo-ha. I just got on with it. For people who are waiting for a driving test, I think it's far more serious, particularly for younger people. And I have encountered constituents who've lost out on employment, who have had to defer a college year. They cannot afford a college accommodation. Mom and dad bought them a car, hoped they would be fully licensed to drive that car to and from home to college. They now can't do it unless there's someone accompanying them. Moms and dads can't drive every road in the country. And the reality is at the moment we have 47,000 people in the backlog. And this really hits, I would say, west of Ireland, rural Ireland, far more than Dublin. If you're in Dublin and you haven't had your test yet, there are multiple public transport possibilities, not so in the west of Ireland. And we see places like Kilrush, my own county of Clare, has a 35-week wait for a test. The national average is 19 weeks. So it's devastating in rural areas.
So what's being done?
I put this to them today, that this is felt more so in rural areas where people can't have mom and dad going everywhere with them, and it's stifling employment and college. So they've told me, and I think this is a good outcome today, there's positive discrimination now. They are prioritising young drivers. Young learner drivers in rural counties are being prioritised, where they are hiring additional testers. They're bringing them to counties like Clare, Galway and Mayo, where you don't have that fabulous public transport network and where people need the good old-fashioned car. So that's been dealt with, and we should also see some convergence on that in the weeks ahead. But I think we need to look at outside-the-box solutions here as well. There was a time in the 80s when we had a huge backlog in driving tests, and they granted amnesty to people. They just gave them licences. Now, I think that nowadays could be a bit reckless. But certainly, I think we need to look at easing the mom and dad, the qualified driver rule,
really?
If you like, Sarah. I think so.
You should have to have a qualified driver while this backlog exists?
Well, I think if you go over a certain waiting period, I think if you're going into 19 or 20 weeks and you're living in the west of Ireland county, you're trying to get to college, you're trying to get your place of work, I think we have to have a realistic outcome, a realistic approach, I should say, to this until such time as we have, as we've everything back in line.
And I do understand why you're saying that. I do understand the difficulty that people who find themselves in that situation are in. But that was put in for a reason, wasn't it? For safety on the road, for other drivers and for the drivers themselves, the learner drivers.
Yes, it was put in for safety, but we have to understand as well that somebody who has applied for a driving test already has undertaken extensive training. They have gone for lessons. When I got my driver licence, I think I went for 2 lessons. A lot of these youngsters have been for 12 or 15 lessons. They've undergone rigorous theory testing. Some of them are even doing virtual simulation driving at the moment as well. So there are many examples, I think, that point to people are coming into the test better skilled and better equipped than a lot of us would have been in years heretofore.
All right, well, interested to hear what listeners have to say about that. Loads of texts coming in this, but just one I want to put to you, Carl, quickly before you go. This person says, I passed my NCT in mid-December and they say I have to test now again in mid-March because my original appointment was set for last March, as in the test that they passed in December was actually meant to be done in March, but obviously they couldn't get it done in March.
Yes.
Is that happening where people are, you know, 9 months, a year delayed in getting their NCT and they sort of have to get 2 NCTs in a row then?
Yeah, that is definitely factored into this 375,000 figure, and I think they need to separate that out. Look, it's logical. If somebody passed an NCT test last December, their car is in pretty good nick in January, February, March, and it should be for the next 12 months.
And was any clarity given on that? Because that seems ridiculous. Like,
no, there hasn't. But arising from today's meeting, I've written to the Minister for Transport because I think immediately you could pull a lot of those people out of the waiting list. That would free up numbers big time.
Okay,
I don't
so
see
asked
why that individual... It's effectively like a repeat test because a car doesn't go that far downhill in a 12-week period.
Yeah.
I think it's unnecessary and I think it's overly burdening a list that's already too long.
So you've asked to get that looked into. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. That's Cathal Crowe, Fianna Fáil TD. Let us know what you think. 51551.